This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. The Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs, CCEA, yesterday approved the continuation of the scheme to modernize the public distribution system, PDS, including ration support, dealer support and technology upgrades till March 2031. The umbrella scheme, called Scheme for Assistance in Ration Support, Transport and Handling Income with Automation in PDS, Sarthak PDS, has been cleared in the 16th Finance Commission cycle award period, with an outlay of 25,530 crore rupees as central share. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw made the announcement regarding Cabinet's decision while briefing media in New Delhi. The minister said the scheme will work towards fulfilling the government's commitment to 81.35 crore persons covered under the National Food Security Act. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said the government's commitment to ensure that food grains reach every needy person in the country on time through PDS. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has emphasized the need for effective implementation of Swachh Bharat Mission 2.0 and underlined that the mission should move beyond infrastructure creation and ensure measurable outcomes through regular monitoring, citizen participation and convergence between various stakeholders. Chairing the 51st Pragati meeting in New Delhi yesterday, Mr. Modi asked the states to expedite the completion of solid waste management-related infrastructure, including waste processing plants and Gobardhan plants. During the meeting, the Prime Minister reviewed the 7 critical infrastructure projects across the railways, power, road sectors covering 9 states worth around 30,000 crore rupees. While reviewing power sector projects, Prime Minister emphasized the need to accelerate rooftop solar adoption across urban areas with a special focus on cities, residential clusters and public institutions. While reviewing road and port connectivity projects, it was emphasized that Vadhavan Port should be developed as a model of port-led multimodal development, while where every major mode of transport is seamlessly integrated to create a future-ready logistics ecosystem. While reviewing Ken-Betwa River interlinking project, the Prime Minister observed that Ken-Betwa project should serve as a model for other states to resolve interstate water issues through cooperation, timely clearances, technology-based monitoring and mission mode execution. The Prime Minister also underlined that the delay in the implementation of public projects leads not only to the cost escalation, but also deprives citizens of timely access to essential facilities and development benefits. Prime Minister also emphasized that innovative use of canal networks should be explored, including installation of solar panels along canals and over canals for clean electricity generation. The Central Board of Secondary Education, CBSE, has rejected the allegations regarding the award of exam evolution contract to a Hyderabad-based educational technology company, Coempt EduTech. In a social media post, the CBSE said that the allegations are erroneous, misleading and not based on facts. The board said that it has followed the general financial rules protocol scrupulously in the awarding of the contract to the agency. It informed that the board floated the RFP for digital evaluation of answer books for board exams 2026 on Central Public Procurement Portal in August last year and awarded the contract to the qualified bidder. The Africa Centres for Disease Control and Prevention, Africa CDC, has welcomed the emergency pharmaceutical supplies donated by India to support the ongoing response to the Bundibugyo Ebola outbreak in the Democratic Republic of Congo. In a social media post, Africa CDC said that the supplies include essential diagnostics, therapeutics, infection prevention and control measures, and case management support that will soon be deployed to affected communities in eastern Congo. In IPL cricket, Rajasthan Royals defeated Sunrisers Hyderabad by 47 runs in the eliminative match in New Chandigarh last night. Rajasthan Royals set the target of 244 runs against Sunrisers Hyderabad. In reply, Sunrisers Hyderabad could score only 196 runs in 19.2 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.